Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom. I couldn't be happier that you're here tonight. I'm sorry that I interrupted Janis Joplin. I love that song too, but it was worth it, trust me, because we have an unbelievable show for you tonight. If you're listening on 95.9, I know you're in the Palm Beaches, please drive carefully. It's darker than it usually is at this time. And if you're on 106.9 on the Treasure Coast, we're glad that you're with us, and we want you to stay safe as well. You know, Veterans Day is right around the corner, and regardless of where you stand politically, all of us recognize, but for the brave men and women who have served in uniform, our lives would be incredibly different. One of the ways that we can honor those people who have served so honorably is through a program you may or may not have ever heard of before. But in the next hour, I'm going to tell you about a program that you need to know more about, and you need to figure out how you can get involved. Honor Flight. Honor Flight is an amazing, amazing program, and we are extremely fortunate tonight to have two guests to help us understand what Honor Flight is all about. Kathy Srinan is here, who is the public affairs professional for Southeast Florida Honor Flights, and an amazing veteran is here as well, Walter Skip Tyler. Skip is here to help us understand not only why the program is so important, but why it was so important to him. And I'm going to tell you more about each of them in just a moment. But first, I want to give a special thanks to the Movies of Del Rey. Last week, they put on an amazing show for a movie, When All That's Left Is Love, about the travails of watching a family member through the end stages of Alzheimer's. It was a wonderful event. We had well over 200 people. They donated their facility to us. The Movies of Del Rey deserves a special thanks. Also, for those who want to hear me speak, if you don't get enough tonight, I'm going to be at the Landings in Wellington tomorrow. I'm going to be talking about some of the things I talk about on this show during the course of the year. I'm going to be there at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Landings in Wellington. I encourage you to come. And if you happen to be a family member of someone struggling with Alzheimer's disease and you could find some help in a support group, I will be conducting a support group this week at Pacifica Senior Living in, I guess it's not Lake Worth, it's in Green Acres on Jog Road. We're going to be there Thursday at 2 o'clock, and I encourage you to come if you are dealing with a family member who is struggling with Alzheimer's disease and you think you would benefit by talking to people about that. But now to my guests, because I really don't want to waste any more time on anything more than what they're here to talk about. Let me give you some background on Kathy Srinan. As she wrote, she has seen the graves of our soldiers in Normandy. She's talked with Medal of Honor recipients and behind-the-scenes mess cooks. She's met with those without freedom. She's seen those who possess it from I have seen those who possess it who don't even fathom the gift. It all says to me, treasure your freedom. Honor Flight is a way to do that. Honor Flight allows Kathy the opportunity to continually thank those who have laid down their lives for our nation and our freedom. Besides honoring our veterans, she loves to see how Honor Flight touches the lives of those all around. She joined this amazing organization after volunteering at one of their homecomings, and we're going to explain what a homecoming is at Palm Beach International in 2014. That was it. She was hooked. And she then decided to serve as a guardian. We're going to explain what that is, too. And eventually she joined the board of directors and now is the public affairs and media person for the most part. Everybody who works for Honor Flight wears a lot of different hats to get the work done. to get four flights into the air, Washington, D.C. each year. With 20 years in marketing communications in the wireless telecom industry, much of the work she does done helps her in her work that she is doing for Arna Flight. It is 100% volunteer. There is no payoff for anybody who works for Arna Flight, and that's important. And she lives in Jupiter and blessed beyond reason and insanely proud of her 29-year Air Force pilot husband, which is really terrific. Skip Tyler, I have his bio right here. Skip is a husband of 52 years. He's the father of three, the grandfather to three, and a U.S. Army veteran with 19 medals and over 1,100 hours of combat helicopter missions in the Vietnam War. After leaving the service, he took his first job that he saw in newspaper communications with no degree or experience, and he ended up staying over 20 years and rose to the top of the company quickly. His wife said their garage never held a vehicle in it because he was constantly building helicopters, airplanes, or cars in it during his free time. Agent Orange creeped in and then ultimately took his eyesight. He is now 99.99% blind. He can only tell if there is darkness versus light. Still, he started in his own garage, a new company, became a multi-million-dollar company with over 20 employees, and then he soon had to move to a large warehouse. He's now retired, loves spending time with his devoted wife, who is here with us tonight as well. They travel all over, cruises, flying. They have a very active social life with a wide circle of friends. He does not walk with a stick or a cane, nor does he have a seeing eye dog. He's very independent and doesn't for a second consider himself disabled. Nothing slows him down, and he hasn't let something like losing his eyesight keep him from living life to the fullest. And he's been here for about a half hour before this. I can vouch for every word of that. We're honored to have Skip and Kathy here tonight. So thank you both. I appreciate that. Kathy, why don't we start with you? I keep referring to this great program, Honor Flight. What's Honor Flight?
Oh, my gosh. It is great. Honor Flight is a 501c3, all-volunteer, nonprofit organization created to transport our local World War II, Korean, and Vietnam War veterans to Washington, D.C. to visit and reflect at the memorials built to honor their service and sacrifices. That's basically our mission. We take our local war veterans to Washington to see their memorials. And all the funds that we raise to do this are so that every veteran flies absolutely free.
I think that's important. We're going to come back to that over and over. How did the Honor Flight program begin?
It's so interesting. The World War II memorial, actually, it all begins with that memorial. It was not completed until 2004. That was 59 years after the end of World War II. So by that time, a lot of those veterans were older. And there was an Air Force captain in Ohio who worked at the VA. And he would see all these World War II veterans. And he'd talk to them and say, hey, are you going to go to Washington and see your new memorial? Well, they said they'd really like to go, but by that time they were getting a little older and a lot of them didn't have the means to go. So he was actually a pilot and he belonged to an aero club. He went to all of the private pilots and asked them if they would each take two World War II veterans with them to Washington, D.C. so these veterans could see their memorial. So he started asking a veteran, what do you think? What do you think if we took you to Washington? He said that he expected him to say yes, but he didn't expect him to start crying.
Right.
So that let him know, okay, this is something really special. So basically the first honor flight was composed of about 11 private pilots taking veterans to Washington.
Wow.
And that gentleman, who is an amazing, inspirational man, Earl Morse, him and another incredibly inspirational man, Jeff Miller, in North Carolina, sort of brought forces together. Jeff, in the meantime, had started taking veterans on commercial airlines. So they sort of joined forces, and Honor Flight was born.
That's an amazing story, and I know that it has grown tremendously. Before I ask Skip about his experiences and tell us a lot about his amazing life, what does an honor flight day look like?
It starts very early. First of all, it's a one-day trip. So we fly to Washington and come back on the same day. It starts very early, usually about 4:15 at PBI. Everybody meets. We have photographers. They take pictures. And then we fly to DCA. I'm not going to tell everything because if there are veterans out there, I don't want you to know every little special detail. But for the basics, we land in DCA, and that's where we meet four motor coaches that take us around Washington the whole day. And we usually, except the only time was this past Saturday on our honor flight, we did not have a police escort because of the World Series
parade. Right?
But
about timing.
Yeah, but normally we have a police escort that takes us around Washington, and really, it's the only way that we can go to all these memorials and do everything we need to do in one day. And also, it's because not everybody gets a police escort, but we have major VIPs with us. So, so we go to typically the Air Force Memorial. We have an incredible time at the Arlington National Cemetery. We always see the changing of the guard ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Absolutely breathtakingly beautiful and solemn. And then we have lunch typically at the Knights of Columbus in Arlington. They are so generous and kind and welcoming. And after that, we go to the World War II Memorial, the Korean War Memorial, and the Vietnam War Memorial. So we visit all of those and get back to the airport, and we make our way home, fly home, and again, it's something I don't want to really break the secret about, but we do have a very, very special welcome home for our veterans, and actually, most veterans never received a welcome home, much less a thank you for a lot of our Vietnam War veterans. So it is an amazing evening that the community comes out, brings their flags and signs of thanks, and I just get teared up thinking about it, but it is something that I've hear veterans say, I waited 70 years for this or 50 years for this. And you see the tears in their eyes. It's remarkable.
You know, I tear up listening to you. So I understand that. Skip, you served in Vietnam. What I read, you'd had over 1,100 hours of combat experience in helicopters. What Kathy describes is true. I'm a product of that era. You never really did get welcomed home, did you?
No, I didn't. Okay, and in my 1,100 combat hours, flying back and forth, I was able to tune in on my navigation radios to Armed Forces Radio. Armed Forces Radio, you probably heard about in Good Morning Vietnam,
sure,
with Adrian Cronauer.
Right.
And I used to listen to the news and the music and everything. And certain things leaked through, okay, about the protests back here and all the hard feelings about Vietnam and all of that. And it really did anger me,
right,
quite a bit. I watched my fellow pilots die, and it was just incredible. Okay, and those people at home had no idea whatsoever what we went through. My fellow pilots did. It was just really bad. And when I finally came home, and I landed at Travis Air Force Base, and I had to go to San Francisco Airport to fly home to New York. They told me, don't wear your uniform, okay, because the protesters will come after you. And I am a hard-headed Italian, okay, can't tell me anything. I took off my Class A uniform, put on my jungle fatigues and hat, and walk through San Francisco Airport like that with my fist balled and the biggest chip on my shoulder that anybody ever had.
Right.
Nothing ever happened. Nobody did anything or said anything to me. And I came back a very, very angry young man. And for 50 years, I carried that chip and that anger. And anger is like a cancer. It just eats you up inside. But I couldn't change anything. It was just there, okay? And it was baggage that I had to carry all those years. I was angry at my fellow Americans. I was angry at so many people that ran away to Canada. I just couldn't live with it. So anyway, and then came Honor Flight.
Well, before we get to your experience, because I do want to get to your experience, but I don't want to give the whole show away in the first 10 minutes.
Of course.
So we're going to get to your experience. But when you came back, though, in spite of that anger and frustration and all of what you were feeling, you managed to build a wonderful career. You've been married for 52 years. You have 3 kids. You had a very successful career, and then 20 years ago, because of the time that you spent in Vietnam, something happened to you.
Yes, something did happen. About 20 years ago, I was working for a banking service bureau as a supervising engineer, and all of a sudden, my right eye, I saw a line across it, okay, and couldn't figure out what the heck that was. So I went to an ophthalmologist, and he told me that I was suffering from optic neuropathy. My optic nerves were dying, and when I told him I was a veteran from Vietnam, he said that he guessed that I was a victim of Agent Orange. And of course, I went to many different places to see if I can be cured, and I can't. I lost my right eye first, and then I lost my left eye, and I went from 20/20 vision to the condition I'm in right now, okay, in 90 days.
It amazes me that you lost your sight in 90 days, and they have highlighted Agent Orange as the cause. And when I think about, you know, I had a lot of friends that went to Vietnam. I did not go, but I had a lot of friends who did. When I think about the fact that you came back, nobody ever thanked you. You were angry. I would only guess that after 30 years later, now you lose your sight, your anger had to have grown fairly significantly. And losing your sight couldn't have helped.
That loss of my sight, of course, was a catastrophe of extreme in my life, extreme, terrible thing. But I didn't relate it to the anger that I had inside. It was just one of those things, okay? And, you know, in my life, Scott, I've always played the cards that I'm dealt.
Right.
And complaining about it and whining about it never did me any good. So you just have to go with a good attitude as best you can, even if it's the hardest thing you've ever done in your life.
Right.
But that anger at my fellow Americans was still there.
And we're going to talk about how that manifested itself and also how the Honor Flight program has impacted that anger, because I know it's a significant part of the story. Kathy, I also obviously want to talk to you more about the volunteer effort. There's also a program coming up to raise some funds for Honor Flight. I'm also going to ask you about how more people can get involved. And we're going to do all of that. And if you're just tuning in, of course, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Tonight we're talking about a most important subject, coupled with an opportunity. The Honor Flight program does that. It's volunteer flights that honor our veterans, originally for World War II. I want to talk more about that, too, because that's where it started. But World War II, now the Korean War, and, of course, the Vietnam War. It's a most important program. It's an all-volunteer program. It honors our vets by taking them to the memorials that honor their service and the service of those who didn't make it home. It's an incredible program. I'm blessed tonight to have Kathy Shreen in here, who is the public affairs specialist for the Honor of Flight program. And Skip Tyler is here, who is someone who was there. He's also a Vietnam veteran. Given that Veterans Day is next Monday, the timing could not be much better for us to do this than now. But if you have questions about Honor Flight, if you want to talk to Skip, if you want to thank him for his service, if you have anything at all that you'd like to ask us about this program, you can. You just have to call us at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition, and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us. We have an amazing show tonight. I'm here tonight with Kathy Shreenan from Honor Flight. Honor Flight is a program that helps honor veterans from World War II, Korean War, and of course Vietnam. I'm also very fortunate to have Walter Skip Tyler here. Skip is a Vietnam War veteran with over 1,100 combat hours, flight hours, who, because of his contact with Agent Orange during his time in Vietnam, has lost his sight. But it did not stop him from going on an honor flight program trip to Washington, D.C. And I'm going to have him tell you in just a little while about how that has impacted him. And I'm going to encourage you to stick around because it will change you. I promise it'll change you. But Kathy, you know, we did talk about the program. It leaves bright and early. We get on an airplane. We go to Washington, D.C. We're met by a lot of important people. But the program is hard. I mean, the veterans are older. They're not young anymore. So there's somebody that accompanies each of the veterans. Is that right?
Exactly. And that is what we call a guardian. We have people from the community that are volunteers that basically take care of the veteran. They're their friend. They, if they're in a wheelchair, they push them around. Basically, they treat them like a rock star, like royalty the entire day. And they, so the all the veteran has to do is sit back and enjoy the ride and enjoy the day. And these are people from the community who want to give back, who just want to share that time with a veteran, get to know a veteran, and hear some stories so that they can carry on the legacy of these people that served. There is a fee of $400, and we seriously could not do four flights a year. Each flight costs about $115,000. We could not do these flights without guardians. So it has a great financial benefit, but also we could never take the veterans without guardians, because they watch out for the veterans all day long. We're getting on and off airplanes, off and on buses all day long, and there's steps, and you know, a lot of the Vietnam War veterans are a little bit younger, and they, you know, it's, you know, they are definitely a lot more mobile, but we just couldn't do it without the guardians.
No, and I think, you know, that when you say the guardian, you say it costs $400. I wouldn't look at it that way.
Right.
It really is like a donation.
Exactly.
But more important, there are ways that people want to thank veterans, right? There are lots of people out there, particularly during this political environment that we're in, people recognize the fact that our veterans are serving us to this day. I mean, we have been constantly at war since World War II. But I know that people, regardless of what side of the aisle they're on, want to honor our veterans. The veterans, unlike how Skip came home to the anger and the frustration of the time, most people today really do recognize that, but for the veterans, what our lives be like. So, here's an opportunity for a mere $400 donation. You get to go yourself to Washington, D.C. You get to fly to Washington, D.C. You get to do the experience that you just described. You get to honor a veteran. You get to learn about who they are as people, what they did, how they lived the rest of their lives. You know, it's cheap at twice the price, and it really, people should understand that it really is an amazing opportunity to honor those veterans that we're talking about. Am I right?
Oh, and I have to say that most guardians and veterans become friends forever.
Right.
It's really amazing the connection that they build during this trip. And I have even heard from, we just had an honor flight on Saturday. I can't tell you how many guardians I've heard from already who feel like it was one of the most powerful experiences of their lives, not just for the veteran.
Right. Right. So
we
are talking here because this is where we are, right? We're in Palm Beach in the Treasure Coast. But the program is national. Your area mm-hmm. covers where?
Okay. We're called Southeast Florida Honor Flight, and we are actually sort of headquartered in Stuart. But our the area that we service is from Indian River County all the way down south to the edge of Palm Beach County and also Okeechobee. So that's our area. There are 9 other hubs, we call them hubs, in Florida that all each have different areas. And there are 133 hubs, Honor Flight hubs, across the country in 46 states.
That's amazing. That's amazing. It's really amazing work that you do. And again, I want to repeat what I said earlier on the show for those who tuned in late. Every person who works for Honor Flight is a volunteer, right?
Yes.
Correct?
Correct. Yeah. It is 100% volunteer.
All right. We're going to give information on how you can get involved as the show unfolds. So don't go away. Get a pen and paper because we're going to tell you that. But as soon as we come back, we're going to talk to Skip again, and we're going to ask him to explain his day and what the Honor Flight day meant to him and how it has impacted him. And I think this is something you're going to really want to hear. So if you have any questions for us, you can call us. But even if you don't call us, stay tuned because you're not going to want to miss this. I'm here with Kathy Schreenan and Skip Tyler. We're talking about Honor Flight. It's an amazing program. Call us if you'd like, 1-877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm thrilled that you're with us. If you're just joining us, you missed the very beginning of the show, which is really, really important. But the good news is the most important part is yet to come. I'm here tonight with Kathy Schreenan from Honor Flight. She is the public affairs specialist, person, guru for Honor Flight. But more importantly, I'm here with a Vietnam veteran who served with by flying over 1,100 hours of combat mission in Vietnam, and 30 years later lost his sight for that because of the impact of Agent Orange, which he spent a great deal of time flying through. We're talking about Honor Flight. Honor Flight is a program that honors our veterans from World War II and the Korean War and the Vietnam War, and it's a program that takes those veterans to Washington to experience the memorials that honor their service. It's a most important event. There are 4 flights a year from this area, but as we heard before, there are hundreds around the country during the course of the year. But Skip Tyler is somebody who went on Honor Flight. I don't know how long ago you went. I think it was May. Okay, it was May. And it had a profound impact. So, Skip, I'm going to turn the mic over to you and tell us about your Honor Flight experience.
The Honor Flight is a life-changing experience to me. Okay, it did truly change my life. Before I get into that story, let me just make a comment about my guardian. Okay, there's going to be a wonderful place in heaven for all the guardians for what they do. And I know that there'll be a especially bright, cheerful place for my guardian, whose name was Charlene. She was professional. She cared. She knew exactly what she was doing. And she made my day enjoyable, comfortable, safe. And it was just wonderful. I just want to publicly say thank you to her. One quick story. I don't want to give away a lot, as Kathy said, about what goes on. But we got to Stewart at 3 o'clock in the morning. Was dark as anything, and the bus was there. And since I'm blind, I couldn't find the door.
Right.
So I'm feeling along the edge of the bus, okay, to try to get to the door. So I get to the door, okay, and there's a lady behind me, and apparently there were two gentlemen on the top of the stairs, okay, that were assisting the veterans to get in the bus. I've been around the world and around the block many times in my life, okay? But getting in that bus was a new experience, okay? Walked up to the door, two guys inside the bus grabbed my wrists, okay? And a lady behind me lifted my shirt, stuck her hands in the back of my pants, grabbed the top of my pants and my belt, okay? Now, I'm 6'2". I weigh 250 pounds. And between the three of them, I was launched into that bus, okay?
That's great.
For a blind guy like me, that was a definitely new experience, okay? And I knew I was safe.
That's
and
great.
I knew they were going to take care of me. As I had started to say before, I got back from Vietnam and I was an extremely angry young man. I carried that anger with me for many, many years. In the Honor Flight, okay, and I don't want to give away a lot.
Well, you can give away anything you want. It's okay.
Okay. The experience of having many, many people come up to me and tell me they love me. They thank me for my service.
It's okay.
Be emotional.
You have a right to be.
And they hugged me. They kissed me. And I never had that before from strangers.
Right.
Strangers. They were so warm to me, okay, and welcomed me. And I got to my guardian, Charlene, I had her shoulder in a lock.
Right.
Okay, because if I lost her in that crowd, I would never have gotten out, okay?
Right.
And you know, she saw to me getting through safely. Not that I was in any danger, because I wasn't, but I just couldn't find my way out. That's more to the point. And it was just wonderful. I've been to Washington a few times, and you know, I've seen the memorials, and I was truly interested, of course, in the Vietnam Memorial.
Of course.
I was so grateful walking by it that my name wasn't on that wall.
Yeah, right on.
Ooh! Okay, but a lot of my friends' names were on that wall.
Right.
And the experience in Washington and back in West Palm Beach of the love and the caring that I witnessed, okay, and felt, and the wonder, okay, all that hate, all that anger I had was gone. It just gone, okay? It was like it was ripped out of me. And I could honestly feel a hole in my psyche where that was. And it isn't anymore.
It's amazing.
That's what these people did for me. That's why I will be, to my dying day, so grateful to them for what they did for me. And I just can't say enough wonderful things about them. Okay, there are a lot of wonderful organizations in this world that help people. Okay, but this one surprised me so much at what I received, and it was just fantastic. Kathy, your time is well spent, and all of the guardians are just wonderful, and they will have a space in heaven dedicated to them, I know.
I have so much I want to ask you. We're going to go to break in a minute, but given how angry you were, given how much it impacted your life, both emotionally from your anger and, of course, physically from the loss of your sight, what convinced you to go in the first place?
Scott, it's a kind of an odd thing, okay? Somebody had talked me into filling out the form I had to fill out for Honor Flight.
Right.
And the more I thought about it, you know, while waiting after I submitted the forms, I was just thinking, you know, I'm comfortable in this life. I've been to Washington several times. I could certainly afford a trip on my own to Washington. I honestly gave thought to saying, I won't go.
Right.
You know, it's take a veteran who can't afford it, you know.
Right.
You know, altruism, I've never been noted for my altruism, believe me. Okay, but, you know, I feel for the veteran who can't afford to go.
Sure.
All right? But a gentleman gave me a call, and Kathy probably knows who it was. I don't remember right now, but he was a colonel or a general or something. And, you know, he kind of put it in a commanding voice, you will go. You will go. Okay. And I was a military man for a few years, and I knew how to say, yes, sir.
Right.
No problem. So I did. And that was the best decision, other than my family decisions, that I've made in my life, was to go. I would have missed so much. Okay, I would still be walking around with all that darn baggage I've been carrying for so many years if it wasn't for these people. Okay, and you can't pay, you know, go to a psychologist or whatever to have that anger ripped out of you. They don't have that capacity. These people do, and they did. And when I finally, on my way home, I realized that I had been changed. I had been modified for the better.
That's an amazing story. Mike in the control room, we're going to skip this break, okay, because I wanted to give Skip a chance to tell his story. And so, Mike, we're going to skip this and we'll keep going. But anyway, Skip, that's an unbelievably powerful message. I think, Kathy, what that highlights for us is that in the Honor Flight experience, everybody wins, right?
Oh.
I mean, and it's important that message get out, right? Everybody wins. Now, not everybody perhaps can. I use the word guardian on this show. I'm very involved in guardianship, and so for people to hear that, they've heard enough show. This is a different kind of guardian. This is an escort that takes our veterans to Washington, D.C. So in the context, I just want to make everybody clear. Everybody wins. I have to believe that the people on the airplane, I have to think the stewardesses and the pilots and the grounds crew everybody.
Do you know that is what I see that is almost just the most staggeringly beautiful part of Honor Flight? Like you said, the grounds crew, the rampers, as we arrive in D.C., they're waving flags. Children make bags for the veteran breakfast. They decorate them, and then they get to learn about Honor Flight. All the people that come to the airport interact with the veterans and shake their hands. It's almost like the love is just infinite. It just spreads and spreads and to all the different parts and pieces of Honor Flight. Families get involved and they get excited for their loved one to go to Washington. It's really remarkable tentacles that it affects so many people.
So I think though that the experience of accompanying a veteran is probably an incomparable experience, and obviously Skip, your guardian was special in every way for you. But not everybody can do that. It's a physically long day. It's a demanding day. You have to have the strength to help and assist. You have to do that. There are lots of ways that people can get involved in Honor Flight. And so let's talk about a few of those, because one, we have an event coming up that I want to tell everybody about, but there are other ways. So why don't you tell us, Kathy, how people can support Honor Flight, how they get in touch with Honor Flight, if they want to be a guardian or an escort, how does that happen? And we're also going to talk about the event coming up next week.
Okay. Well, most importantly for becoming a volunteer guardian, on our website, which is www.honorflightsefl.org, and that's Honor Flight, and that stands for Southeast Florida, so honorflightsefl.org. That's where a guardian can fill out their guardian application, as well as a veteran. Any veterans out there who are interested, there's a little tab for the veterans to fill out their veteran application. Both of those applications go directly to our coordinators. You can also, on our website, print one if you want to print it out and fill it out and mail it in. So there's a couple ways. Volunteering in other ways, we have a huge volunteer organization within us. We have to raise funds continuously to actually pay for these flights. So we always need volunteers to help us with the events. If you would like to be on our mailing list, we send out, whenever we need volunteers for events, we send out emails to say, hey, this is how many we need. Here's, if you're interested in coming, this is what we need. And so that's the biggest thing is having help at all of these fundraising events. Also, we meet twice a month all year long, and it's incredible. And I think the most incredible thing is I sit in our meetings every 2 weeks and I look out in that room and it is filled every meeting with people who are loving it. They are passionate about honoring our veterans, and those meetings are every other Monday at the Martin County Fire Rescue Administration Building in Stewart, and they're at 6:30. And our Facebook page has we really do communicate a lot through our Facebook page, and that's facebook.com/honorflight. And so we have all of our meetings posted and all of our events and everything that we're doing, including on flight day. We do a lot of posting and live videos and photos from the whole day, so the families can watch their loved one and what they're doing in Washington.
And we need to remind everybody that this is entirely free to the veteran, that it never costs the veteran any money whatsoever to be honored as they deserve to be so much. So we have an event. It's at Discovery Village here in Palm Beach Gardens on the 14th, next Monday being Veterans Day. The timing, again, is perfect. We have an event. It's a fundraiser. It's a gala event. It's going to be from 3:30 to 7:30 at Discovery Village. Do you want to tell us any more than I just said about it, or did I steal all your thunder?
No, it's billed as a variety show, and they're going to have great music and comedians, signature cocktails, and great food hors d'oeuvres, and it's just a fun day, afternoon and evening of a variety of entertainment.
Right. I encourage everybody to go to Discovery Village on the 14th from 3:30 to 7:30. It's going to be fun. The food's going to be great. I know the community very well. It's a terrific community. You won't be disappointed. And you're going to be helping raise funds for Honor Flight. Skip, it's a long day. It's a tiring day. It's an exhausting day. But obviously, based on the reaction that you just told us about, it was really an invigorating day, was it not?
It was a life-changing day. I hate to keep repeating that, okay, but that's what it means to me. You are taken care of, pampered the entire day. It was so amazing to me, okay? My guardian, Charlene, never let me get out of her sight, okay? Okay, you need to do that, too. You've got a bunch of elderly veterans, okay, who require some shepherding around, that's for sure. And I'll probably lead that crowd, okay? I can't think of anybody else that needs more shepherding than me. And they do it so well, so wonderfully, okay? I remember at one time in Washington, they make you sit in a wheelchair, and poor Charlene was in the back there pushing me up an incline, okay? And I could hear her huffing and puffing back there, okay? And she was doing that, okay, and, you know, pushing me over to the Vietnam War Memorial. And that's the kind of dedication these people have, okay? Not only to put their time, but they put their back into it, too. And I was so impressed with these people. It is the most professionally run organization I have ever seen in my life. Everything was timed to the minute. Hmm. And that's what the Guardians do. They make sure that no elderly will wander off someplace. They keep an eye on them. They make sure that they, you know, they follow the itinerary and the agenda. But they take such good care of them. I could talk for hours about what they do for these people. And it's just wonderful. To my veterans, I say, sign up. Let the people know you want to go. It'll be a day that will make your life
and,
so
and that's
much
really
better.
So important for the veterans that are out there. This is really for you. This is really about honoring your service. This is about showing you the respect that if you were a Vietnam veteran, perhaps you didn't receive when you came back, or if you're a World War II veteran, you probably never had the opportunity to see the World War II Memorial, which I took my grandchildren to a couple of years ago. It's a very powerful memorial, as is the Korean War Memorial, and of course, I myself am a Vietnam era guy, and one of the most powerful things I've ever seen was the Vietnam Memorial. So, you know, I can't encourage on both sides. I can't encourage veterans to get involved any more than you should get involved. And if you want to be an escort guardian, I encourage you to do that. Mostly, I encourage you to write a check. But we'll talk about where to send that in just a minute. If you tune in late, of course, we've been talking with Kathy Schreenan and Skip Tyler. Kathy is the public affairs spokesperson for Honor Flight. Skip is a Vietnam veteran who went on Honor Flight. It, as you just heard, changed his life. Literally and figuratively changed his life. It was a very powerful message. And if you miss that, the good news is that you can hear it because we're going to podcast this show. It'll be up and running tomorrow. Just have to search OMG. I'm getting an up will pop. We put every show up there. None more important than this. If you're not a podcast person, we're going to put it up on our website, which is palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Comfortcare, Comforcare. Don't put a T in there. You're going to try to. You're going to want to. Spell check's going to tell you to. Don't do that. If you'd like to listen to the show and you're not always in front of a radio, I understand that. You do have a smartphone, and there's an app for that. Of course there's an app for that. It's called TuneIn Radio. You just have to download it. It's free across all the platforms. Set a reminder to listen to us every Monday night at 6 o'clock. Set it for WSVU 95.9 True Oldies. We encourage you to listen to us on TuneIn Radio. Of course, if you're in front of a computer and you don't have a radio, there's good news for you, too, because you can just Search www.TrueAldiesFLA.com. TrueAldiesFLA.com. Next week, I'm going to do an entirely different show. We're going to talk about the internet. We're going to talk about social media. We're going to talk about smartphones. We're going to talk about how all of that is changing the face of our lives, particularly for senior citizens, with Tiffany DePonte. Tiffany is an expert, and she's going to teach us how to empower, engage, and encourage people. So whether you're looking for a date on Match.com or JDate or Christian Mingle, or if you want to be able to call up an Uber, we're going to teach you how to do that on next week's show, and I encourage you to do that. In 2 weeks, a fellow named Dick Lowenthal, I don't know Dick particularly well, but I talked to him this week. He's a wonderful guy. He's a big band era guy. He's going to talk about his experience during the big band era and his personal experience with all of the big bands from back in the day. He's also very involved in Del Rey's Arts Garage, and we're going to talk about that as well. It's going to be a terrific show. I want you to remember tonight's show especially. I want you to thank a vet. When you get the opportunity, I want you to thank a vet, because if it were not for them, we wouldn't be fortunate to live the life that we're currently living. And so for that reason, I want to thank my guests tonight, who have been terrific. And I thank you. I thank you both. In the minute or two that we have left, Kathy, how do people reach you? Where do they send money? Give the website again.
Okay.
Give us all of that information.
Yeah, because I wanted to say that for those who don't use the internet, obviously I talked about our website and our Facebook page, our phone number, if you would like to call, we can send you a veteran application or answer any question that you have. Our phone number is 1-855-FLY-A-VET. That's 855-359-2838. But 1-855-FLY-A-VET.
And the website for those who do?
It is www.honorflightsefl.org. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/honorflight.
And you just had a flight this past Saturday. When's the next flight?
Our only date that we have right now for 2020 is April 11th. And then we should have the other three dates soon.
Okay, but April 11th is mm-hmm. next. How many people go on each of these?
So typically we fly 80 veterans and 80 guardians and about 22 volunteers that help out on the flight.
So that's a big crowd.
We actually charter an entire American Airlines Airbus.
That's amazing.
For each flight. So that's, we own the plane and do our special things, yeah.
And I want to remind everybody, we have an event at Discovery Village next week. It's going to be a fun event honoring Honor Flight, raising money for Honor Flight. It's going to be 3:30 to 7:30 at Discovery Village in Palm Beach Gardens, and I encourage you all to go there, help raise some money. Skip, I have a couple of things to say to you in the minute that I have left. One, I can't thank you enough for coming down here. You came all the way down from Vero Beach, and for those who didn't hear the whole show, Skip is nearly 100% blind, and that happened because of Agent Orange during his time in Vietnam. But the story you've told, the graciousness with which you presented the story tonight is greatly appreciated. I can't thank you enough for that. And I can't thank you enough for your service.
Thank you, Scott. It was an honor to be here.
Yeah. And Kathy, I know that you brought this to us, that you worked with us to bring this show together and to bring Skip here. I can't thank you enough for what you do. And for all the people at Honor Flight, you should be very proud of the work that you do. And I want to thank you as well.
thank you so much.
I really do. I'm been here tonight with Kathy Shreenan from Honor Flight. HonorFlightSEFL.org. It is a program that honors veterans from World War II, from the Korean War, from the Vietnam War. It brings them to Washington free of charge, takes them around to see the memorials that honor their service. It is an amazing program that is 100% volunteer, so it needs your support. And there are many ways that you can do that. You can volunteer. You can donate money. You can be an escort guardian. There's 1,000 ways that you can get involved. And there can be nothing more important than honoring and supporting this program. Skip Tyler was here tonight. Skip is a Vietnam veteran who has paid a big price for that service, but he was gracious enough to come here and tell us about that experience. And again, I can't thank you enough. So to all of you, thanks very much. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom is here every Monday night. We're live from 6 to 7. Next week, we're going to be talking about an entirely different subject, as we do each week. I'm glad that you were here with us tonight. I hope you'll come back next week. Remember, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, every Monday at 6 o'clock. Have a good night, all. Have a great week.